Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
And today we will be reading part one of the school election. So sometimes schools have elections for class presidents, just like a country would have a president.
That's right. We sometimes also have a thing for student council. So we would elect someone to run different parts of the school.
So just like a city council or a country's president can make important decisions to help other people, a class president will try to possibly change school rules or make conditions better. For example, more water fountains in the building or better food in the cafeteria.
That's right. They might also say maybe no sugary drinks because they actually make you tired in the long run.
All right, well, let's get to our article and see what's happening with Elisa and Jimmy.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
The school election.
Elisa and Jimmy are chatting in the hallway at school.
Check out this poster for the upcoming school election.
There are two candidates, and I haven't decided who to vote for yet.
Well, I can help you with that. Just vote for Teddy.
What will he do if he's school president?
That's a good question.
I want more after-school clubs. Do you know what he thinks about that?
I'm not sure how he feels.
What about the school uniforms? Is he planning to change them? It doesn't sound like you know much about his ideas. Why are you so certain that I should vote for him?
To be honest, I'm voting for Teddy because he's an old buddy of mine.
That's not a very good reason to vote for someone. You should go to the debates and listen to both candidates' views before you make a decision.
I guess you're right. It wouldn't hurt to keep an open mind.
The bell rings, and Jimmy and Elisa head to class.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Elisa and Jimmy are chatting in the hallway at school.
Check out this poster for the upcoming school election.
There are two candidates, and I haven't decided who to vote for yet.
Well, I can help you with that. Just vote for Teddy.
What will he do if he's school president?
That's a good question.
I want more after-school clubs. Do you know what he thinks about that?
I'm not sure how he feels.
What about the school uniforms? Is he planning to change them? It doesn't sound like you know much about his ideas. Why are you so certain that I should vote for him?
To be honest, I'm voting for Teddy because he's an old buddy of mine.
That's not a very good reason to vote for someone. You should go to the debates and listen to both candidates' views before you make a decision.
I guess you're right. It wouldn't hurt to keep an open mind.
The bell rings, and Jimmy and Elisa head to class.
All right, so our scene is Elisa and Jimmy are chatting in the hallway at school. So they're talking to each other, probably between classes. They're just hanging out in the hallway. And Jimmy says, check out this poster for the upcoming school election. Okay, he says, check it out. That means look at this. I want you to notice what's going on over here. And he says there is an upcoming school election. So upcoming means coming up, which means it's in the near future. Okay, anything that's happening in the near future, you could say, oh, the upcoming basketball game, maybe this weekend or next week. So there's a big event happening in their school, and it's an election.
That's right. Elisa says there are two candidates, and I haven't decided who to vote for yet. okay, a candidate. These are the person or people who are wanting to get a certain job as a public leader. So for the presidential elections, there were several candidates at first, but they narrow it down to two. And it was Mitt Romney for the Republicans. And I was talking about our election.
Yeah, in the United States. In 2012, it was Barack Obama.
Yes.
He won, so he's the president now, and he defeated
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, that's right.
That's right. And because President Obama was in the office, he didn't have to actually campaign as much as he might have like he did the first year.
Okay,
first 4 years.
It's the same in a school election, and to get votes, to get people to notice you, you might put up posters in the hallway, things with a large piece of paper with your picture and some great things about you, maybe the things you promise to do. That's how candidates get people to like them. They tell people all the great things they will help their school do or their country.
Yeah, it's not always true, though. But
all right.
You still say it.
Well, yes. Can we trust them? Who knows? But Jimmy says, well, I can help you with that. Just vote for Teddy.
All right, Teddy. So Elsa says, what will he do if he's school president? So she's asking, what will this guy, Teddy, do if he gets elected? And the president is the top leader of a company or country. So Barack Obama is the president of the United States.
Okay, so when you're deciding whom to vote for, there are a lot of things to think about. Some people just like the way they talk, like the way they look. Maybe if they come from the right political party. So in some countries it's red and blue. In some countries it's blue and green. If you know a little about politics and political groups, they usually have a color or a symbol. But the most important thing is what they promise to do. You shouldn't just vote for Teddy because he's your friend, right?
That's right. Jimmy says, that's a good question. So he's responding to her question of, what will Teddy do if he is elected as president?
Now, Elisa has some ideas. There are things she wants from her school president. So she says, I want more after-school clubs. Do you know what he thinks about that? Okay, so she's very interested in school clubs. Okay, a lot of people really get a lot of enjoyment out of these. It's a great place to make friends. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I tried a few different clubs. Were you in any clubs, Chris?
In high school, I was in the art club. And then in college, I was like in the nerdy club. I liked to play games with other college classmates.
All right. Yeah, I was in a game club in high school, too. We didn't really learn very much, but we had fun and made friends. All right, so Jimmy has no idea what Ted wants to do with these clubs. He says, I'm not sure how he feels.
Ah, okay. So Jimmy likes Teddy, but he doesn't really know much about him so far. Elisa says, what about the school uniforms? Is he planning to change them? So that's a good question, how he feels about the school uniforms.
Right, and a uniform is a style of clothing that is the same for everyone. So sometimes certain businesses or companies will make their workers have a uniform. They're all wearing the same color. And at school, you may wear a uniform, which is the same as your classmates. All the boys wear the same uniform. All the girls wear the same uniform. An example sentence for this word is, at my school, all the kids wear dark blue uniforms.
That's very good. Okay. Now, you'll probably see uniforms anytime you go to McDonald's or 7-Eleven, or even, let's see what else. There's tons of uniforms. People have to wear them all the time.
Yeah.
It's good in a business because it points out which person you can talk to.
Okay, but it's a common issue that students and teachers and parents talk about with schools. What are the rules about uniforms? Should children be allowed to wear the clothes they want? Is it a good idea? Well, it's up for debate. People don't agree on this. And Jimmy, again, doesn't know what Teddy thinks. So when Elisa asks about this, Jimmy just says,
he
has
no
idea. Yeah.
So she continues and she says, it doesn't sound like you know much about his ideas. So she's stating a fact. She asks these questions. What does Ted think of this? What does Teddy think of that? And Jimmy's just drawn blank. He has no idea. So she says, why are you so certain that I should vote for him? Now, certain, spelled C-E-R-T-A-I-N, certain means you are sure. We could also say certainly as well. So if you wanted to invite me to a party or something, I could say, I would certainly like to go. So it means I am sure I would like to attend your party.
Okay, and we also saw the phrase, sounds like. And when somebody is speaking to you and you get a feeling for what their meaning is, you can say, it sounds like. So if I'm interested to know how you enjoyed my cooking last night, because I had a big dinner party. So what did you think of the spaghetti I made?
It had sauce and noodles.
It sounds like he really hated my cooking because he's not saying anything good about it.
That's right. Now, if I had said, it was delicious, I loved it.
It sounds like you're lying. Or maybe he really liked it. It's hard to tell. Okay, let's continue with the article. Jimmy says, well, to be honest, I'm voting for Teddy because he's an old buddy of mine. Okay, so he says, to be honest. And when you say this, you reveal the truth or a secret, okay? So I want the truth. So, Chris, I'll ask you one more time. What did you really think of my cooking at the dinner party?
To be honest, it wasn't that good. But I think I would try it again.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'll try to improve the recipe next time. Okay, another example is... my best buddy from high school is visiting me this weekend.
That's right. Now, buddy, spelled B-U-D-D-Y, just means friend, pal, or mate. A lot of people from England like to say mate. And some Americans like to say buddy. But
buddy,
I don't like being called buddy. I find it to be kind of like, I don't know, it seems rude to me sometimes.
Yeah, it can be rude if we're on the same street driving and you put your car in front of me and I say, hey, buddy, get off the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alisa, she doesn't think Jimmy is being very serious about this election. And she says, that's not a very good reason to vote for someone. You should go to the debates and listen to both candidates' views before you make a decision. So she wants him to go to the debate. Now, a debate is an organized event where two or more people sort of argue. They explain their ideas and their views. The view is that you have is how you see the world, your opinion on things, what you think is right and wrong. Okay, so...
Well, when they go and give their views, they're hoping that to... they're technically hoping to speak to the others who have the same views or opinions as them. Now, sometimes people obviously will not have the same view as you, and those are the people whose minds you would like to change through the debate. Mm-hmm. That's why we have this forum, a debate, so that you can try to persuade people to your side, like get them to change their opinions.
Right. For example, in my biology class, we had a debate about which animal was the strongest. I said it's the elephant.
I think it's the rhino beetle.
The rhino beetle?
Well,
that small thing.
Well, it can lift 750 times its weight, but only for a fraction of a time.
Well, let's have a debate about this later because we need to continue the article. Okay, so Jimmy says, I guess you're right. It wouldn't hurt to keep an open mind, to keep an open mind. So it wouldn't hurt means... it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And to keep an open mind, what could that mean? Well, let's get some help from our Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
Wow, there's so much great food to try here in America.
I know. Everything has been good so far. Hey, look.
Hmm? What's that?
It's fried soda.
Fried soda? That sounds terrible.
Hey, you should keep an open mind.
You want to open my mind? Is it a kind of surgery?
To keep an open mind means you are open to new ideas and things.
I understand now. Keep an open mind is 敞开心胸，尝试新事物。
Exactly. Some things might sound strange, but who knows? They could taste great.
You are right. I'll try to keep an open mind.
Hey, let's try this.
What is it?
Cow-brained sandwiches.
Yep.
All right, that was a wonderful shortcut for you. But Jeffrey and I would like to talk a little bit more about open-minded.
Oh, sure. We are both from the United States. We are Americans, but we both live in Taiwan at the moment. So we have to be very open-minded, and it's actually a really good thing. Let's give an example.
Okay. I believe during the shortcut for you, you were telling me about stinky tofu.
Sure, stinky tofu. It sounds terrible, but it tastes pretty good.
That's right. It has a strong smell, but if you're closed-minded, which is the opposite, means unwilling to change or maybe think about something differently, you're less likely to try something. But you need to be open-minded as a foreigner to kind of want to try stinky tofu because it has a very strong smell.
Right. At first, it was a bit scary to me, but after trying it a few times, I really got a taste for it. That means I started to like the taste. Okay, well, let's continue with our article, okay? That's it, because the conversation is over. The bell rings, and when the bell rings and you're in the hallway at school, that means that it's time to go to class. So the bell rings, and Jimmy and Alisa head to class. And of course, if you head somewhere, well, wherever you go, you should start with your head first. That means you go somewhere. So we are going to head to our chat question right now.
Stay tuned.
For You Chat.
Okay, so we're in our chat question section of the show, and we would like to do a quick recap of what's happened. Jimmy and Alisa are in the hallway, and they see a poster for an election.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But we realize from the conversation that Alisa is really thinking a lot. She's thinking carefully about this election. She wants to decide who will really be the best class president. Whereas Jimmy, he doesn't really think about it much. He just wants to vote for Teddy, who is his friend.
That's right.
Okay, so this whole conversation gets started because of a poster. Which brings us to the For You Chat question, which is, what would you put on a poster if you were running in an election? Okay, to be running in an election, well, you're not running anywhere. It just means you're asking people to vote for you because you want to be the class president. So if we two in our class are having an election and we both want to be president, well, we need to make excellent posters. So what would you put on your poster, Chris?
I would try to put a catchy slogan or maybe...
A slogan? What is a slogan?
It's like a phrase that you would use to say, maybe for like President Barack Obama, he said change is happening. So it's like meaning change. That's his slogan, like I will bring change.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. Mm. Yes, we can. But I would also maybe put little boxes and say things that I would do and then have them checked off. Mm. So maybe like free lunch once a week and then check it off. Like that's what I will bring to the election as president.
Well, sounds tough to beat. Well, I would start with a big picture of my smiling face. Okay, I want that
you
to be...
You have my vote.
I want that to be the first thing people see. And then I would follow your advice and put a list of things I would do. The only problem is, just a school class president can't change everything. So I would ask people in words, please vote for me if you want a better school. Because a class president can't do it all by themselves. They need help from other people. So like any good president, I try to get other people to do some of the work for me.
That's right.
I can't do it all.
But how about you out there? What would you put on a poster if you were running in an election? Talk among yourselves, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The school election.
Elisa and Jimmy are chatting in the hallway at school.
Check out this poster for the upcoming school election.
There are two candidates, and I haven't decided who to vote for yet.
Well, I can help you with that. Just vote for Teddy.
What will he do if he's school president?
That's a good question.
I want more after-school clubs. Do you know what he thinks about that?
I'm not sure how he feels.
What about the school uniforms? Is he planning to change them? It doesn't sound like you know much about his ideas. Why are you so certain that I should vote for him?
To be honest, I'm voting for Teddy because he's an old buddy of mine.
That's not a very good reason to vote for someone. You should go to the debates and listen to both candidates' views before you make a decision.
I guess you're right. It wouldn't hurt to keep an open mind.
The bell rings, and Jimmy and Elisa head to class.
Vocabulary Review.
Election. The election will take place next week, so make sure to vote. Candidate. One of the candidates is popular because he knows how to give good speeches. President. Our school president listens to her classmates' concerns about how to improve the school. Uniform. All of the soldiers in the army must wear the uniforms that are given to them. Certain. I am certain that you will get a good job because you are smart. Debate. The politicians had a debate about how to run the country.